Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Well, it's been very much a pretty sad sort of 24 hours or so for the stables of Chris Lees and everyone concerned with Smart Melody, who passed away. Well, we learned about it late yesterday afternoon, and Chris Lees does join us. Hello, Chris.
Morning, Andrew.
I tell you, it's incredible where we are in New South Wales racing right now with the announcements that we had yesterday.
Yeah, we're in a very healthy situation. Look, full credit to Racing New South Wales and the board. They're doing wonderful things and certainly giving everyone opportunity in this great game.
What about already? I mean, you're probably aiming your horses, your three-year-olds now, like Graff and Miss Fabulous, El Dorado Dreaming and others. You're probably aiming them towards the autumn, but do you already start thinking about the spring in a race like the Golden Eagle?
Yeah, I think you've got to have it in the back of your mind, of course. You look, first thing first, you get through the autumn and so many things can happen or go wrong, or horses come out of nowhere. So, you know, the winner mightn't have even had his first race start yet, but it's certainly something that we're all thinking about.
Yeah, for sure. And I guess the other races too, you know, not only is the Everest now the head race, obviously, with its prize money, but there are so many other attractive races, like even the Bondi Stakes worth $1 million now to be run at Randwick. There are so many options with Sydney and Melbourne now.
Yeah, no, it's getting spread around, and like you said, there's so many options, and it's a great time to be involved in the game.
Chris, we learnt late yesterday, just before we talk about horses that are hoping to make maybe a race like the Golden Eagle, but terrible news that we learnt about late yesterday around Smart Melody, who, succumbed to, developments, I guess, after colic.
Yeah, very distressing for both our stable and Guru Stud. She'd just gone back into pre-training out at Guru, and about a week ago, or probably 2 weeks ago, she went into pre-training, and week into pre-training, she just showed some signs of colic. So smartly, they transported her straight to Scone Vet Clinic. She'd been there about a week, but we thought she was coming right, but unfortunately, she needed surgery, and what they found was inoperable. So distressing for the stable and for racing in general. So I think she was had a lot of upside.
Yeah, she did. It's terrible luck for all concerned and the strappers and everyone that have done so much work with her. But in the racing game, we move on. And can I ask you about a few of the, I guess, the high-profile three-year-olds, the likes of Graff and Miss Fabulous and El Dorado Dreaming? Where are they now?
Yeah, all three are out at my farm in pre-training. I'll probably look to bring them in the next week to 10 days, but they're all in good order. At their various stages, and looking forward to the autumn with all three of them.
I guess Miss Fabulous is the one that could get out, obviously, in a bit of trip.
Yeah, I think so. And El Dorado Dreaming, well, she's already sized produce winner. But which way we head with the three, we'll probably make plans as we get. The two fillies will probably start on a traditional path, head towards the surround stakes. And then decide which way they go. And I'd suggest Graff probably goes to Melbourne to start with, more than likely to a Lightning into a new market.
You obviously, I mean, the horse was a high-profile one for you and Alan Bell during the spring just gone. Do you feel, have you spotted Graff while the horse has been out in the paddock? And if so, how's the horse done?
Yeah, he done very well. We didn't let him have too long. He's a gross colt who does very well, but he freshened up nice, and his race has come around relatively quick. I think the Lightning's mid-February, so he'll be up and going soon, but I'm very pleased with the position he's in at the moment.
Yep. They don't get a long break here, do they?
No, they don't, but he's had enough time, and as I said, he's a big strapping colt. He just needs to freshen up a bit, and he looks in good order.
El Dorado Dreaming went to Melbourne for those runs. Just not everything went right.
No, she got a couple of black-type thirds, but she's had a nice break and she looks well. Whether she can stretch out to an Oaks trip, we'll see this preparation. But certainly looking forward to her having probably a better understanding of it now too.
talk about the Magic Millions, Chris, just while I've got you, the 2 and 3-year-old races up there at the Gold Coast. Are you hopeful of getting something there or something maybe at Wyong next Wednesday?
I ran 2 in the Max Police Classic. They're both Magic Millions horses. Whether they're quite in that level, we'll see. They'll have another run and we'll make a decision. But the 3-year-old, I'd suggest, would be unlikely to have a runner.
Okay, we'll monitor those over the next little while. A busy few days for the stable. I know you're heading out to probably inspect yearlings today, but you're supporting very much a big day at Mudgee tomorrow, Mudgee Cup Day, and Al Gravano runs in the Cup, and you've got other runners in those showcase races tomorrow.
Yeah, the showcase meets again. You talk about the prize money being on offer. It's certainly a great opportunity for owners to get some money in the bank, and the showcase meetings have been tremendously successful, and it's great to have runners at these country cup carnivals. I think they're good races to support.
And I better ask you about Turnberry, because it runs on Saturday in that second last race, and been going really, really well.
Yeah, he's come back in great order. He's been really consistent. He's couple of runs back. He gets the service of young Robbie Doolan. I've been watching him a couple of times and he seems to be working well.
Yeah, no, he's and drawn nicely to barrier 5 at this stage.
Yeah, no, he should get a nice run. He'll put himself forward of midfield, and he'll run well. He's been very consistent.
Good on you, Chris. We thank you for your time. We'll certainly be all over the autumn, but already high expectations about the spring of 2019. Thanks for your time this morning.
Yeah, thanks, Andrew. My pleasure.